Hope Arthur, welcome.
Hello.
So your musicality has taken you to Chicago. Good for you. Let's look back for just a moment. Where did it all begin?
Well, it began in the Indian Village neighborhood when I was 8 years old. I grew up there and I took piano lessons and I just always knew I wanted to be a musician.
From that very, very start?
Yeah, I just always knew.
That's fantastic. So how has Chicago fed your passion for making music?
It's a very rich music city, and I have a lot of friends, you know, in the music scene there, which has led me to living in a recording studio now. It's not a recording studio in a building. It's a recording studio, like, physically inside of my apartment. I have to pass it in order to get to my kitchen.
We have no excuse then.
for not making an album. Yeah, and it's incredible. I live with all professional musicians, and it's just one of the most enriching things I've ever experienced. There's all kinds of music every night of the week. I feel like I just improve by osmosis by being there. Not to say I shouldn't practice or that I don't practice, but I don't know. There's something about being in that energy and being around those people that helps you just grow by just being there.
Immersion.
Immersion.
And how would you describe your musical sensibilities and or signature style these days?
Yeah. I was in Fort Wayne. I was a band leader and I still have bands here. But when I first moved there, I joined some projects and it was really nice to take a back seat and witness how these bands are developing and what the leadership looks like in those bands. I've been there 2 years now. It's given me time to kind of really work on myself and develop my voice all over again. The beginning of January or the end of December, I was invited to take part in a thing called Jamuary, where you make a new jam each day. And it's like, I've been using a lot of synthesizers and beats, but then other things I did really shocked me even that I was developing and coming up with. And so I wouldn't say I have a signature sound right now. I think I am figuring it out and I feel ready to start working on a new album and release something soon.
Okay. On that note, one of your current projects is Mukupatsa.
Mm-hmm.
And that means Mad Cow, and you're billed as a marching band that thinks it's a rock band. Okay, first, we have to know why the attraction.
It's really hard to describe in words. We're constantly reworking how we present ourselves as well, and it's one of those things that you have to experience. I'm in the band, and I didn't even know what I was getting myself into when I joined. But why the attraction? The music that we create is incredible compositions that people are coming up with and have come up with in their whole 15-year history. There's some of the best musicians in Chicago who are putting this together. And so Mukupatsa really prioritizes its musicality and high level of performance. But in addition, it combines this high level of musicality with clowning and absurdism. We wear mismatched marching band outfits. And I think it's a really fun take on an American tradition. I was in marching band when I was growing up, and this is a fun new way of reinventing it. In addition, we have cheerleaders, and they perform absurdist cheers, and it's just one of the most bizarre, beautiful, wonderful things I've ever been a part of, and it's just a really joyful experience.
So what we're hearing, Hope, this is serious fun,
yes.
To be sure. You take it seriously and put a sound out there. It's non-traditional instruments,
mm-hmm.
And that is probably not daunting to you because you do play a variety of things. In fact, you are playing accordion, mm-hmm. Which is one of your primary instruments.
It's become one of my primary instruments.
How does the accordion fit the Mukupatsa instrumentation profile?
Yeah, so it's my understanding that Mukupatsa, if it didn't start in the first year, I know within at least a year or a year and a half of its origin, it had an accordion in it. And my understanding is that it was the same accordion player up until I joined. I think at some point they had two accordion players even.
So did you have to try out for the part?
Since joining the band, I found out that there are some people who, like, they had always wanted to be in Mukupatsa, and then they kind of placed themselves around Mukupatsa until they either got invited or whatever, or I think they may have had people sit in sometimes. But for me, there aren't a lot of accordion players out there, and there aren't a lot of people who are willing to dance around in a mismatched marching uniform and play music. And so when I moved to Chicago, I was playing a show. And there was a flyer with me holding an accordion. And shortly thereafter, this person who was in Mukupatsa was ready to retire. Her name is Ronnie Cooler. I was asked to sub for her. And then shortly thereafter, subbing became full-time position.
That's fantastic.
Right. Yeah.
So do you march?
We do march. like everything about the band, it's very non-traditional, but it's like a new take on something traditional. So a lot of times when we enter a room, we might have some set marches that we do. And I think in general, we kind of try to keep our feet in the same pattern, but the purpose is to be wild and silly. And so sometimes we do little dances with our arms and there's marching involved, but it's not a main thing. And there's also a lot of choreography that we do in our rehearsals. There's a lot of theatrical stuff that we focus on together, but it's not choreographed down to a T or anything like that.
Meanwhile, what's the range of the venue as well as the spectators to this extravaganza?
We play all kinds of stuff. My first gig was actually a celebration of life for somebody in Chicago. That was an experience in and of itself. We played the James Beard Awards in Chicago, and that was in a restaurant, and it was packed to the brim, and we just had to move, and people had to get out of the way. That's part of the fun. We've played Paris Town Hall in Louisville, Kentucky at their grand opening we played, and that was a really big, huge professional stage. We do outdoor shows. We run the whole gamut of spaces.
Good for you. And the question everyone wants to know right now, since one of your next stops is the Brass Rail right here in Fort Wayne. Certainly an indoor show. Just how's that going to work?
We're just going to make it work. That's
how we roll.
The
Brass Rail is not one of Fort Wayne's biggest venues for folks that have not been there.
Right. Yeah. I think we're just going to surprise everyone. You got to come and find out.
And in fact, what's the range of music people can hear at any of your presentations, including the one you're going to do at the Rail?
Most of the music is original. We do have a few covers that we do of classical pieces. I'm not certain that we're going to perform those necessarily, but we play Shostakovich, Bartok, and then some of the music has Balkan influence, punk rock influence, all kinds of.
Sounds like it's fiery, spirited, and
yes,
all about the mukha paza.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So when you're not in mukha paza mode, what's your musical pleasure these days? Just for fun, just for hope. There in Chicago.
I've been hanging out a lot in the 1920s scene. There's this band called the Chicago Cellar Boys, and I was taking piano lessons with one of the members in a specific piano style called stride piano, which is when you see the left hand making these really great leaps. It came after ragtime. It's an early American jazz, so I've been working a lot on that.
Well, from your earliest days at ragtime piano, it sounds like that era, those roaring 20s, also the jazzy styles of piano that might have been forgotten. You're taking them up?
Yes, I'm taking them up. I'm very excited and interested in helping to preserve that part of American history.
Good for you, and what a lovely city like Chicago in which to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Chicago, is the Chicago music scene all you hoped and dreamed it would be?
Absolutely. Being in the music scene there, there's just something for every part of my being. If I think it, I can find it and I can explore it. Even if I don't end up liking it, you know, it's there for me to explore and I feel so much fuller.
And you are.
Yeah.
Indeed. You're also keeping your Fort Wayne connections. Good for you. How would you say this dual enrichment is developing your music, that you're writing, that you're making, as well as your spirit?
Well, I didn't move to Chicago right away. I was actually working in Fort Wayne and Chicago at the same time for about 10 months, and I was commuting because I was offered a job, but it was a teaching job once a week. I didn't want to turn it down because it was a really great offer, but I also didn't feel ready to just abandon Fort Wayne. And, you know, I've been here since I was 4 years old. I went to high school here. I still went to music school here. I had some of my most creative moments to date here. I explored a lot when I was in Fort Wayne, and it was a really safe place for me to do that. Maybe I did take some of that for granted. And now, living in Chicago and talking about my experiences and how I grew in Fort Wayne, it holds up to a lot of work that's being done in Chicago. I feel really good about that, and I can't forget that about my hometown, what it did for me and what it offered me and how it shaped me. And so I do feel excited to come back home and share and give back everything I'm learning in Chicago as well.
I'm so happy to hear you say all of that. And I am kind of curious, what do you think of Fort Wayne's ever-exploding art scene, which has really continued to explode since you did move?
Mm-hmm. It's really exciting to me. Even before I moved, I did feel this is growing in a way that's so positive, and then I come home and I see even more of it. Being in Fort Wayne and seeing what Fort Wayne thinks about itself and then moving away, I feel really like proud that all this stuff is going on and that there are so many gems. You know, I wanted to move away for a reason. I felt I couldn't grow anymore. So it's like I left for a reason, but then you see the outside perspective on it and then you think about where you came from and there's a lot of really great stuff happening here that holds up to other cities.
So once again, your dual citizenship is very handy because you can have the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel proud and good about it. I'm really excited for Mukapaza to come see where I'm from and how I got here, you know, how I was made.
That is cool. And last question before we let you go, Hope. What do you get from the wild and crazy world of musical entertainment that you make for the rest of the world? What does it do for you?
You know, I've been in this new phase of exploring and writing new music, and the point is being driven home even more to me now that I'm in this space of like living in your own vibration. And when music is like happening, it's this really honest space. And I think you get to experience the world in a more honest way. It's a moment that time can kind of stop and you're living in something you can't necessarily see, but you feel. I think it's a really important responsibility. It's an honor that I get to do that and that I've worked really hard to be able to do that. So I take it very seriously when I'm making music that I'm providing the space for someone that they can step outside of themselves for a little while and live somewhere else and imagine and hopefully walk away different and with a different perspective on life.
Hope Arthur is a Fort Wayne native, Chicago-based musician and proud member of Mukapaza. Hope, thanks for sharing your music and your story with the world. Safe travels and always happy trails.
Thanks, Julia.